Alaska X, mobile.
NAP, monitor.
KO4HK X here. How you been?
In fact, it's been rough. I've had a couple other hospital runs since I talked to y'all the other morning.
I'm worried about you.
Can't figure out what's going on. They say it's immunity deficiency thing. And I look like I've been dragged up and down the asphalt road two or three times right now.
That's got to be rough.
Sort of worked on me. I've been trying to wake up so I can come in here and talk to y'all, but just ain't been able to make it.
Stan, you got to take care of yourself.
Marshall ever figure out what was wrong with his radio?
So, I think he's waiting on his new Flex radio to get there, and he's just going to start over.
Maybe that shielding on the coax may have shorted out on the connector on the back.
He can hear us, but something's keeping the squelch on his radio open. I've had similar things happen to mine in the tool truck here, and it was actually the computer. If I'd done one operation on the computer, it would do that.
Very, very possible. I also ran across a site. I was asking back and forth and talking, and some of these household LED bulbs that you can get to do remote control, turn on, turn off, have to match FCC regulations, and there's a bunch of them out there that don't. I'm just wondering if maybe he got a hold of one of those bulbs. KM4NAP Friday.
I'll have to ask him. It's very possible. LED bulbs do interfere, and so it could be that. I mean, it could be any number of things.
Right. You running the net tonight, or you going to be back on your regular schedule on Sunday?
I'm net control for Sundays and Fridays as of right now. Gary is running the Wednesday night net. He should be there tonight.
Okay, well, hopefully catch you on tonight. I know you're driving, trying to head home. And I imagine traffic's getting bad this time of day. So you be careful. And tell everybody I said hello, and I hope to catch you on tonight. KM4NAP.
Take care of yourself. And if we can do anything, let us know. KO4HK, mobile, 73.
For BM mobile.
For BM, I think it's Ben. KO4HGX. Good afternoon, sir.
What a great afternoon, as a matter of fact. how's the traffic on your way to the house?
It is starting to pick up over here on White Horse Road. Hopefully I can get out of here before it gets too bad.
I always take the back road, but dealing with people that stop and go and rubberneck and stuff.
After that, I try to avoid 85. I just soon take the surface roads.
Totally agree. Man, oh man, but it was a good day. Another day, a couple more dollars in my pocket.
Hopefully you had a good day at work. Sounds like it. You had a good day at work. It sounds like you did, though. You're in too good a mood.
It keeps me pretty level-headed. It's hard for me to get frustrated or mad at anybody. But I do what I can with my limits.
I used to tell me about that this morning or yesterday afternoon. Can't remember which. About having to go back in for some more surgery.
Fusion. All they did was a discectomy first time around, but after I told him I was having pain after surgery, he goes, yeah, kind of, he was saying that he figured something was going on, and I guess it was falling apart quicker than what he thought.
Takes care of it, and you can get back to somewhat normal after that's all done.
Hope so. I have not ridden a mountain bike in years, or done any hiking in years. Actually, I just miss walking without pain, if that makes any sense.
Because I'd love to be able to do that myself. I've got knee problems.
I remember you saying something about the knees.
You're just going to try to get your HS stuff situated before you had your surgery so you could get on there when you get done. What kind of setup do you have?
Yaesu, it eludes me what it is. FTDX 101, and I've got a Elecraft K3 as my backup.
Those are both nice radios.
One is simpler than the other, that's for sure. I bought the 101 because the K3 was a doorstop at the moment, and I wanted to get back on HF. And I ended up moving up here, and I had my antenna up for a little bit, and then it came down when I was trying to tighten it. And then I decided to redo the antenna and get rid of the 450 ohm and go with some 600.
Sounds like you got a pretty nice setup. Normally doing sideband, CW, I don't know what you're normally doing.
Sideband guy, I don't dabble too much in digital. I did when I first got into HF. But I miss it. I miss hanging out in the DX window of 80 meter. But now I have no idea what I'm going to do since I'm a day shifter now. I have no idea where I'm going to hang out. But that used to be my hangout spot on the weekends, and after work, I go hang out at the DX window on 80 meter.
Well, I'm sure you can still get into some of them on 80 meters, the local stuff anyway.
I think I was in the black hole of a RF over there where I just came up the hill.
Nice gig. I was just saying, surely you'll be able to find some of them out there on 80 meters. Just have to be more of the local stuff. No single sideband net is, what, 6:30 for the South Carolina single sideband? I can't remember the exact time, but it's right around there on 39:15.
Do that every now and then. I think last time I checked into that was when I still had the antenna up over here at the house. But everything's a mess. Everything is a mess. I ended up picking up a 3D printer right before my birthday and been messing with that. And then my monitor decided to take a dive off the kitchen counter. So now I had to move the HF radio that was not hooked up to anything into the guest bedroom. And now that's where the new monitor resides with the screenless laptop.
Sounds like you're having a rough go. But what kind of 3D printer did you get? I just got one myself.
Bamboo P1S.
The same one I got. I'm enjoying it.
I don't know what to do lately. Last thing I printed out was a solder helper, and that was pretty cool. I printed up my buddy in North Carolina one. I drive it up to him, but he's 2 hours away, and I said, there's no way I'm going to do that. So I'm going to probably end up mailing him his. I loaded up with some solder, and I loaded up mine with some solder last night. I was like, I need to find something else to print.
Addictive, that's for sure.
Up a bunch of stuff for my goddaughter. She goes, you better not forget that when you come down to see for your doctor's appointment. I said, no, I won't. I printed up for her a bunch of stuff. Two things for tea bags, a scarf holder, a bunch of little knickknacks and stuff.
Mike Spatz printed some business card holders for different people in my tour out, just, you know, just learning how to use the printer more than anything.
The latest project with the 3D printer is trying to figure out how to get the chamber heated. I got a heating element, but the fan wouldn't fit, so I ended up buying some other fans. But then the fans I bought won't fit into any of the other projects for the heated chamber that they have out there on MakerWorld. So I think I need to either invest or find a free 3D software CAD type of thing and draw out my own. But I don't know anything of that sort.
I don't know. Mine's got the enclosure. I can't remember if it's the P1P or PS1 or whatever it is. Mine has the enclosure.
Yeah, the P1S is enclosed, but it's that bed is heated and everything. I'm having trouble printing ABS. It's still coming off the board, even with that adhesive. So I think it's a temperature variance thing. So I've been trying to heat the chamber and get it to a constant temperature.
Printed anything with ABS yet? I've been playing with PETG and regular PLA.
I had, like, when I first started printing, I had that little quarter spool. That was gone really quick, and I ended up getting a couple spools, picked up a couple spools with it when I ordered everything, and I've just been on the ABS kit because I like to print stuff that go outside and be UV stable and stuff.
He can go outside. PLA, not so much. The PETG is capable of going somewhat outside. You can't put it in direct sunlight or, you know, it warps up, but it's not as bad as the PLA.
If I want to print, it's always outside or in the heat of the vehicle or direct sunlight. And I was like, I think that's ABS or ASA right there. I said, I know the PLA won't take much of anything, and I know the PETG will take a little bit more abuse than the PLA.
I've had good luck with the PETG on printing stuff. So I'd have to recommend it. Like I said, I've printed phone holders for the wife, and she uses it in the car. It's been out there, but this is still early winter, so we'll see how it goes here in the next few weeks.
What filament manufacturers are you using? Are you sticking with bamboo?
I'm using Sunlu. I do have some bamboo. I ordered it when I ordered the printer, but it took them forever to get it to me. So I ordered some Sunlu off of Amazon, and I've been using it, and I haven't had any trouble at all.
Most of my stuff is bamboo. I've got like one or two Sunlu. I've got PLA and PETG from Volex. I'm trying to think what else I got. I got a bunch of different stuff. I got a bunch of different ones for Christmas, that's for sure.
Bought me a roll of the carbon fiber infused stuff, but I got to buy a different hot end before I can use it.
I bought the hardened gear set and the hardened nozzle when I first picked up the P1S, and I was like, man. And then I found out that they offered a diamond one. I ended up picking up the diamond one before the when those came out, and I ended up selling my hardened one to my buddy back in Charleston. And he's like, here, why'd you buy the diamond one? I said, because I'm going to give it a hard time. I said, he goes, what are you talking about? I said, I got carbon fiber infused and glass infused filaments waiting for me.
I'm tinkering with the settings to get it right so it doesn't stick too much to the bed, but sticks enough and doesn't warp. The heat's right, flow's right. It's a time-consuming little thing there to tweak that stuff.
Got any bad experiences with my printer? The only thing that's been aggravating is when that ABS starts to peel up, and you've been watching it for the past 10 layers, and it was perfect, and you said, oh, it's got to be good this time. I'm going to step away, and when you see it, when it's done, you can still see it peeled up a little bit after you walked away.
And adhesion problems from it curling up.
Even with the Guru adhesive, I'm still having problems.
If you tried any glue, because that was one of the things I'd found or was told to do if you had any adhesion problems, was to get some stick glue and rub it on there first.
The glue is pretty good. I like it a lot. But the heated chamber is going to be my last effort. If that doesn't do anything, I don't know what else I'm doing. Something's got to be going on. But, man, I'm looking forward to it. It's been a challenge. It's just been slow going since I got this project and that project. But it's going to be my HFN10 is a priority at the moment because I'm going to I'll get more enjoyment out of that than waiting for something to pop out of the printer.
Because it takes a while to print some of that stuff.
Longest print till to date is still, I think, 12 hours. It was a dice roller for my goddaughter. She plays D&D, and I got her a dice tower, and it had a dragon over the back of it. It was pretty cool.
Great, Gex. Mine, the longest one's about 10 hours so far. Those engine block business card holders took a good while to print out.
Yeah, mobile. Wow, that sounds cool. I'm going to have to see if that's on Maker World.
It is. If you just put in business card holder, it should come up. Useful things on Maker World. I've been over on Thingiverse and Printables and the other sites too, but I found pretty much everything I need on Maker World.
Find the keywords to make those projects come up for you to print. That's the hard thing.
I'm trying to search it. Yeah, that can be a challenge, getting the right thing. Because not everybody codes it the same way.
It took me a while to find what I was looking for, but I was looking for that bread clip. And I was like, what the world? And I ran into one that was a spring-loaded one. I was like, bread clip? I was like, okay, whatever. And I opted, I think 25% or 50%, and now it works great. I use it to, for those freezer bags. Instead of trying to roll it up and seal it up, I just twist it in like a bread bag and just put that thing on there and let it throw it back in the freezer.
The chip clips, the pour spouts for bags, there's all kinds of stuff that's in there. When you get into the storage stuff is when it gets really crazy.
My daughter can't wait for me to print out more stuff for her. But she said she gave me a bunch of PLA, a bunch of colorful stuff. She told me I need to quit printing stuff in blacks and grays and blues. And she's tired of seeing all that stuff on Facebook, and I just laugh. I said, I'm printing stuff for functional prints. Yeah, that's what I call them, functional prints. I said, I'm not printing anything for aesthetics.
Look at that, same here. But Ben, I'm getting close to where I'm going to make my next turn, so I'm going to go ahead and clear with you. Good to talk to you this afternoon, and you be careful the rest of your trip. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
I'm coming up on where I need to turn off and go into the pharmacy. All right, talk to you in the morning. Take it easy. Have a good one. AE4BM Mobile, clear and go.
Patrick, in 0 TR.
Police, KO4HX.
Down to urgent care. Me and my Swiss Army knife got in an argument. It won.
Well, you ought to know better than that. You be careful, Miss Bernice. I don't know what to tell you to do with him. KO4HX.
It's nothing big. I just poked myself with my sharpest blade in the knuckle. I gotta go see if it needs a couple of stitches. Which, oh, I know that'll feel good. But anyways, you have a good day, Patrick. We'll catch you later. This is 0TR.
Well, be careful. KO4HKX is clear.
With anything sharp, N4ZLK.
Fight me, Shane. N0TR.
Beth has an older sister. It should come around, or Beth will be up there, and Beth will say, let me help you with dinner. Let me help you cut stuff. And her sister say, no, I've got it. It's okay. And she finally figured out she didn't want her handling a sharp knife, you know, a 45, 50-year-old woman. But she's her little sister to her.
Bernice was having trouble opening the box, and I went over there, and I should have got a box knife. Instead, I took my small, very, very sharp knife on my Swiss Army knife, and with the box gave way, and I just stabbed myself right in the knuckle. It's very small. It's maybe a half inch. But it's in right on the wrinkle where you bend the end of your thumb. And I'm afraid if I don't get a stitch in it, every time I do that for the next 6 months, it'll start bleeding there because it bled like a stuck hog.
Super glue when I would do something like that. Guy I work with, his wife was a nurse, and she said that's basically the glue at the hospital is the same thing. It's super glue.
And I use that on small cracks, but this one's all maybe a half inch long, Shane.
I need your rabies shots, too.
Yeah, it's rather minor, no big deal, but I just thought, if you get infection, your thumb's about the most important thing on your hand. I don't want that. And the knife was very clean, but, you know, I might have cut something cardboard or something, but, I mean, it wasn't dirty or nothing. So I shouldn't have any problem with tetanus. I had a tetanus shot here a while back. But I don't know if they want to do anything with it. They might super glue it. But they use a little different kind of super glue than we use. I tried that gel. It don't work near as good as what that liquid stuff works for when your hand gets dried out and cuts open up. I get that all the time, and I just super glue them back.
Hope they take care of you. I got a brother, one of my brothers. He's 4 years older than me. Back in elementary school, he was out on the ball field, they're playing kickball or something, and he was running, trying to catch the ball, and ran into the back of a little girl on the playground and broke his front tooth off in the top of her head. And they capped it, because it was an adult tooth at that point. They capped it, and it stayed like that for years and years. And about the time he turned 50 or so, it fell out. Went to the dentist, and they capped it again, but it fell out again within a few weeks, so he just super glued it, and it hasn't fallen out since.
That sounds like something my dad would do. I seen him run his finger into a bacon slicer and cut right up through the center of his thumb, almost to his knuckle. And he's put a towel on it and kept on working. And then we finally convinced him to go to the doctor after he filled about three towels up. Bernice stuck her foot under a homemade lawnmower when she was a child, and it was made from sickle bar. You know what those blades look like on a sickle bar. And she still got a big old scar on her foot.
Well, good luck to you. I'm going to hit a bad spot here. I'll lose you. I'll lose the repeater. So be careful driving, or if you're letting Bernice drive, I don't know. Don't bleed out on us, Tom. We need you on the radio. N0TR, N4ZLK.
It's not that bad. They say I take a blood thinner. Yeah, I do. Baby aspirin every night, like the heart doctor said. But I don't know. I don't call that a blood thinner, but they do. Anyways, talk to you later, Shane. N4ZLK, N0TR, 73.